The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Dublin City Council has been accused of ignoring people with disabilities after confirming that cars and vans will be banned from using sections of the North and South Quays from early August, while businesses say they are worried about the impact on customers and deliveries. Our reporter Emma Tyrrell has this report from the Quays.
I think it's a great idea. Get rid of the cars out of the city as quickly as possible.
They're taking them out of Bachelor's Walk as well. Oh, for God's sake, they don't. Is this all Eamon Ryan, is it? I have to blame someone.
Do you think it will improve the area, though?
Like, no, it won't. Won't.
Less traffic.
Stop people coming in. The businesses are going to lose.
Oh, it's about time they done something. It's chaotic. It's half 11 in the morning. It's absolutely chaotic. I'm waiting on a bus now. It will take more people into town.
I'm not really... I think it's terrible. They should be allowed to go up that way. Do you know what I mean? It's crazy. Just mad. They should be allowed private cars.
On Monday, Dublin City Council officials confirmed that the first measures as part of its new transport plan will be implemented from early August, with bus gates introduced at Bachelor's Walk and on the opposite side of the River Liffey at Aston Quay. It means private cars and vans will no longer be allowed to use the routes, giving over the road space to buses, taxis, cyclists and pedestrians.
My name is Declan Cummins. I'm the manager here for O'Connell's Bar on Bachelor's Walk. For the likes of ourselves, I was talking to a couple of delivery company lads this morning, and it's going to be an absolute nightmare for them with regard to the logistics. It's adding on. I talked to two lads, and it's adding on 25, 30 minutes onto their... And that's just for me. So if you take in all the businesses around here, that's going to be an issue. When I started here 20 years ago, there was three lanes of traffic here. In fact, I could actually even park out the front. Now they've got it down to one, and it is. I don't think it's improving. I do think it'll have a certain impact. I don't think it'll be overly a benefit. It's not going to draw thousands more to my door, but I think there are going to be some businesses along here that might affect their business.
And who would be your punters? Would it be local people, or would it be lots of tourists, or a mix?
We have, we're a city centre, we do have a lot of tourists, yeah, but we do have locals as well. Now, again, we are that central that people can use public transport, but there are a certain amount who I think it might deter or affect the number of times that they actually visit us, you know? So I'm not 100% sure. I'm not confident that it's the answer, personally.
Across the river, Kevin Lyons manages comic book shop Forbidden Planet Dublin. He's sceptical of the changes.
It might ease up on congestion, delivery-wise and so on. That's obviously one thing we'd be concerned about. So, shouldn't affect business, hopefully, if everything's okay delivery-wise. Hopefully they'll have a window, certain times that they can deliver, because otherwise... to get down the quays from Temple Bar and so on. Like, we're not going to be using trolleys to get the products shipped into us, you know. They can be quite heavy in boxes. Could be any day of the week, Monday to Friday. Honestly, we get pallets. Sometimes you could have up to 5 pallets per day. So it's a lot of stock.
And what do you think in general of the plans to kind of take private cars out? I know you still have buses and taxis.
It probably makes sense, but I think it's very sudden. I know they'd announced something a couple of months, I think prior to Christmas, I read something about this, but I think it's whatever planning has gone into it, it just seems maybe they don't have enough time to put it into place.
At this week's monthly council meeting, the concerns of people with disabilities was also raised, with calls for blue badge holders to be allowed to continue to drive along Bachelor's Walk and Aston Quay. But Executive Manager for Traffic with the Council, Brendan O'Brien, says that's not possible.
When we create public transport only, or indeed when we create public, pedestrian streets, or when we create, as we did for Lewis, public transport streets such as Lower Grafton Street, there isn't a mechanism for us to allow people who hold disabled parking badges to use that. However, what we're saying is that that's only really relevant to only two short sections on Bachelor's Walk and a portion of Aston Quay.
But those working for disabled persons organisations says this plan and pedestrianisation in general is disablement by design.
Dr. Robert Sinnott, I am coordinator of Voice of Vision Impairment. if somebody buys an apartment here on Bachelor's Walk, they have a right to be able to be a door-to-door access. And let's say if they're quadriplegic or they don't have any of their limbs working, or if they're visually impaired and need to be dropped as close to where they live as possible. And in a taxi, well, taxis are there at the moment, but let's say in a blue badge vehicle, that will be taken away. Those opportunities will be taken away. It's intrinsically discriminatory. It's discriminatory by process, so it's illegal under international law what they've done by process here.
And what do you think that their argument saying? Well, you know, you're still going to have be allowed taxis. You can still potentially get the bus.
Taxis are no good for many wheelchair blue badge vehicles. Have to be specially adapted, and they can't use. So a lot of people can't use taxis. Even a visually impaired person may find it very difficult to order a taxi, whether it's an app, or whether it's the inaccessible apps, or whether it's a taxi. Very often, you'll be waiting there, waiting for the taxi driver to pick you up. We can't spot the taxi, and they'll pull away. Because you didn't approach them. They're not working with us at all.
He says he hopes legal action will be taken against the plan and that he believes the changes will have to be reversed in years to come, especially with an ageing population.
We could take legal action, but we need somebody who it affects immediately for such a legal action to work. And it's hard to find people willing to put their necks on the line who are going to do that. In principle, it's absolutely shocking.
Blue badge holders, would you prefer them to be treated like taxis?
Well, ultimately there needs to be legislation saying that blue badge vehicles have the right to visit any street, pedestrianised or not, in this country. So a lot of people can't access Grafton Street since it was pedestrianised in 82. People point to Grafton Street, well, look at Grafton Street and Henry Street, and there's nothing going wrong there. Well, there is. A lot of disabled people cannot access them. Them systems were bought in 1982 and 1983. I mean, they weren't very progressive times for disabled people. People didn't give a flying curse about disabled people. Now, things haven't moved on in terms of attitude since then, but you can't use something done 40 years ago as a justification for today. It was one bad design does not, two wrongs don't make a right, one bad design does not justify another.
Diageo, which produces Guinness at nearby St James's Gate, says it's concerned the changes will block its traditional route to Dublin Port. While other businesses say they're worried that antisocial behaviour in the area could become even worse if the quays are quieter with less traffic passing through, acting as natural surveillance and a deterrent. Declan Cummins from O'Connell's Bar says it's just pushing the problem down the road.
So if this was to be closed off to certain levels of transport, you're just pushing it onto another area, another. I think our problem is the old fashioned, we don't have sufficient, like, be it an underground or a tube system or whatever it is. Yes, I know we put a lot into the bus system, but it's just not enough.
As part of the changes taking effect in August, private traffic will also be banned from turning left from Westland Row onto Pier Street. Council officials say there'll be a publicity campaign on the measures, including maps published to show how people can drive to hospitals across the city.
One of the items that comes up regularly is how do people get to the Three Arena, or how do you inform people who are going to Croke Park? So one of the things we're going to do is, through the Ticketmaster app, we're going to provide information for people who are looking at tickets for events in Dublin.
The council says it'll continue to work with businesses, residents and other groups on the changes.
Well, that report from Emma Tyrrell, by the way, talking about maps, this person has been on saying my parents both living in their 70s living on Moby Road in Glasnevin in Dublin, the plans for there. They'll be essentially unable to leave their house without an excessive detour between 4 and 8, 7 days a week. When the public meeting happened, some of the engineers who devised the plan admitted to never having actually been on the road. It was all done via maps.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.